there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn along with Jim Jones. Cavaliers off tonight, back in action tomorrow night. A quick stop at home when the Pistons are in town. Cavaliers currently riding a three-game winning streak following their win last night over Washington down in the nation's capital. And Jim will talk about that, as we'll chat with Mr. Cavalier himself. Austin Carr is going to stop by and pay us a visit. And a little bit later on in the show, one of our friends from the Pistons and a good friend of yours, Rick Mahorn, is going to say hello to us on Cavs HQ.
Yeah, it'll be nice to hear Big Rick talk about their development with their franchise, because they're where we were 2 years ago. They've got a lot of talent on that team, and one of the most well-loved and respected coaches, Coach Casey, does a great job in developing players. And then, of course, the great Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, can't wait to hear his comments.
Yeah, we're going to have some great insights from AC. And as you said, Jim, Rick Mahorn is always entertaining as well. So stay with us. We've got a lot to talk about on this week's edition of Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway. And we're coming back with more after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones and our guest this week. He's made many appearances on Cavs HQ before, but it's always a pleasure to have Cavalier legend both on and off the floor, Austin Carr. And of course, AC, his number hangs in the rafters, and now he does outstanding work following the Cavs on the television side with Bally Sports, as well as other endeavors with the Cavaliers. AC, as always, great to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping by this week.
It's always good to be on with you guys, man. It's a good time, always.
The three of us last night, right at about this time, were in Washington. Of course, that's AC's hometown, but we were there to watch some NBA basketball. The Cavaliers with an impressive win over the Wizards to complete a back-to-back roadie with big wins over the Pacers and then the Wizards last night. And AC, do you feel as though the momentum is now building with this Cavalier basketball team?
It seems like it. I mean, it feels more like they're starting to understand that the intensity they have to start games with. I mean, even regardless of who the opponent is, you know, you have to come out ready to play it because it's about maturity for them now. I mean, they have to get to a point where, especially every game now, before the All-Star break, after All-Star break, it's not going to be many games left, so you got to establish yourself now.
I agree, Mr. Cavalier. It's always good to talk to you. AC, talk a little bit about what JV has done. He's gone to an 8-man rotation. Give our fans, you know, they hear me enough, give our fans an idea, what advantage is that for the Cavaliers to go to an 8-man rotation?
Well, I mean, really, when you look at it, what it does, first of all, it makes the game easy to call for him as far as when to put a guy in, when to take him out, the whole thing. But it gives him an opportunity to really zero in on how he wants to attack his opponent, because he knows he's only bringing in three other guys. He knows what their strengths are. So that way he knows how to implement them into the game. I mean, they all come in at certain times of the game, but you want to put them in there when you feel they are going to be the most effective and get everything going. And I think really the 8-man rotation is the way to go right now, because that's what he's going to do. You know that, Jim, during the playoffs, that's what he's going to do. I mean, because he's already had success with it now. So, I mean, when it comes to the playoffs, it's like homing pigeons. Everybody's going back to what they feel is their best way to attack things. And I think it really gives a good feel for each individual and how to use them properly in the lineup, because that's so important when it comes, because if you need a little extra boost, you got to know who to put in there for that extra boost. You got to know if you need some shooting, you got to know who to put in. Because when you're trying to put more than 8 in there, it really dilutes what you're trying to do as far as keeping the pressure on your opponent. Because there's very few teams that can go 9 and 10 deep and keep the same intensity level.
That's a great point. Again, we're talking with Austin Carr, as Jim said, Mr. Cavalier, as he joins us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. And AC, I want to follow that up, the Cavalier bench. A few weeks ago, there were a lot of questions about the Cavalier bench and whether it was one that can compete as far as the Eastern Conference was concerned, as far as the depth. But now with the return of Ricky Rubio, the return of Dean Wade, Caris LeVert goes back to coming off the bench with Isaac Okoro now in the starting lineup, and even Jetty Osman. Do you feel as though the bench has become a strength of this team?
Yes, I think it has, because Rubio's presence is huge, not just for the bench, but for the starters. I mean, I watch Rubio, how he stays in Garland's head now. He's always constantly talking to him about situations and what's going on. I mean, and the whole team seems to be buoyanted because of his presence. And when you have that, it's something that I think even Coach Bickerstaff was looking forward to bringing back see how it goes, because he understands how to play the game. I mean, you watch him orchestrate out there, man. He really, and I really think Garland's game has started to improve now that he's back, because he's playing more of a legitimate point guard now instead of trying to be a scoring guard first, then a point guard. He's starting to know when to add the scoring to being the point guard. And if that happens, that means him and Donovan can coexist. And coexisting is what you're going to need in the playoffs, because you're going to need that type of intensity all game. You can't just have it one guy in, one guy out. You got to have them both in there to try and win these games in the playoff situation. So I'm looking forward to what we have to bring to the table now with the bench and Rubio and what's coming now and how they're playing now, because they all seem to be a little bit more happy. And when you think about it, it's coming at the right time, too, because this is the time you want to be starting to get it together. You have to start winning games now. You have to win the games you're supposed to win, and you split with the teams that you are level with. And if you can do that, we should make the playoffs.
Great stuff, AC. Really, really great. Hey, look, as far as development, probably the most pleasant surprise has got to be Isaac Okoro and his ability to make that shot. Talk a little bit about his improvement.
Oh, Jim, yeah, I mean, well, you and I both, we've been at practice watching him work on it. And really, when the practice first started back in training camp, man, I was sitting there saying, whoa, I don't know if this is going to work. I mean, because it really didn't look like he was going to make it to where he is now. But he's a relentless worker. And if you add his numbers to the Cavaliers' other four guys, man, we're going to have a starting five. Along with his defense, you're going to have a starting five that's going to be hard to handle. Because you see how important hitting that shot from the corner, because especially when you have Allen or Mobley on his side of the floor, his man seems to always be the one cheating to try to double team and help out. And now they can't do that. And if this continues, and he's starting to get better vision. What I mean by vision is when you receive the ball in a five-man situation, when you receive that ball, you have to look. And you have to either have a feel or look on where you can go with the ball as far as putting it on the floor or not putting it on the floor, finding an open man. You have to have a feel for that. And Isaac was not showing that last season. But he's starting to show now he has a feel for, because what I've noticed now, he hits a couple of those shots, and that next two or three times that guy's running at him, he's starting to put it on the floor now. Whereas before, he was just standing like he was frozen. But now he's starting to see and understand how to get it, because he made a shot yesterday that I really didn't think he could see, because when he went in from the corner and he had that little alley-oop move where he came up and under, you have to see those type of situations. You can't just go in there and just randomly just throw it up there. You have to, when you get into those situations, you know, Jim, when you get into those situations like that, it's all impromptu. So you have to react to what's happening to you. But you have to feel it and see it. And he did a good job of feeling it. And I'm really starting to get impressed now, because if he can give us 10 to 15 points and hit those key shots, that's really going to put us in a great position when the playoffs start.
Well, there's no doubt. Again, we're talking with AC Austin Carr, our guest on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. A quick timeout. We're going to have a lot more with Austin. So stay with us on Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Avdija, his three ball short. Rebound Allen on the handoff to Mitchell. Mitchell streaks to the forecourt into the lane. Gave it to Garland. Touches it to Mobley. Pow! With two hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Right side to Okoro in the lane. Allen, look out! Oh, my, a thunderous tomahawk jam from Jared Allen. Here comes Garland to the other end. Lob to Mitchell. Pow! With the right hand. Oh, what a play!
This is Donovan Mitchell. Welcome back to Cavs HQ, where your host, Tim and Jim.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us, Tim Elkhorn, along with Jim Jones. And great to have with us is Austin Card. Of course, AC and Jim Jones were teammates of those wine and gold Cavalier teams back in the 70s. And now they're teammates on the broadcast team, as far as the Cavs are concerned. Jim on the radio side with yours truly, and AC, of course, does tremendous work on the television side on Bally Sports. So I'll let one teammate ask another teammate a question to get things started here, Jim.
Thank you, Tim. Hey, AC, I want to stay in development. Talk a little bit about the consistency of Mobley over the last 3.5 weeks.
Yes. Jim, I tell you, it's amazing. It seems like not only is Isaac coming along, but now, you know, Mobley's coming along. I mean, when you look at all of a sudden, I attribute a lot of his development coming from the Cavs trying to get more involved in getting the ball below the free throw line. They have started to really understand, and they're putting him on the side of the floor by himself, as opposed to, I mean, once in a while, he and Allen will run little stunt plays together, and they are exceptional with passing the ball to each other. It's around that basket. But they put him on the floor now, and he's not hesitating. And consequently, the defense can't sit on him, because the one thing he does do a little bit too much is dribble the ball too high in crowded situations. But he's moving so fast with it now, quickly and going strong, that it's really putting him in situations where he only has to deal with one man. And you're not going to stop him with one man. I mean, it's amazing, like watching him last night, how, you know, because Porzingis is such a tall guy, he blocked his first shot like that and causing problems. But after that, he started giving him a little head fake or just hesitating briefly to get Porzingis to commit. And then he would either dunk it or make a little shot. I mean, he's really starting to get, you know, we already know his prowess on defense is off the chart. To me, if he doesn't be on an all-defensive team, it's third team, second team. He might not make the first team, but I think he should be there. But I think if the Cavs get in the top four in the Eastern Conference, he might make first team all-defensive team. But now his offensive game is coming along, and he's starting to have more freedom. He's feeling strong. He's really starting to get more aggressive. Now, I don't know if that's from being in the weight room or Garland pushing him to give him more aggressive, but he's starting to be real physical around that basket now and letting people have a little taste of those elbows when they need them. And that is something that you have to have in this league if you're going to survive in that paint.
AC, Jim asked you about Isaac Okoro and now Evan Mobley, so I'm going to ask you about one more player. And you love those backcourt guys. Let's talk about Darius Garland. His play as of late has just been elite. It has been all-star status, even though he won't be in the all-star game. But talk a little bit about DG. And for you as an off-guard, the shooting guard, how does a terrific and elite point guard benefit the two guard, which will, in this case would be Donovan Mitchell?
It's great, because when you have a guy like Darius who is so adept with the ball handling and beats you off the dribble, you always have, in other words, I would almost bait my man to go try to double team him. because I know all that's going to do is open up things for the weak side of the court. Because if you go to double team Darius, he is just one of the best in the league at beating the double team or finding the open man off the double team. And I mean, you almost give the Cavaliers points when you do that now. You almost have to take your chance with one man dealing with him, because if you let him beat that double team as easy as he does, it really makes it tough on a defensive team. And now you can see what I've seen the last couple of times is how Donovan is realizing when he's moving to you, beating off that double team, then you have to float. You have to float with him but away from him. Because now what's going to happen is when you float with him and away from him, his man is going to have to start cheating, because after a while, the coach is going to say, you got to stop this penetration. And they're going to start cheating that way, and he's going to get those little 15, 20-foot shots wide open there on the opposite side of the floor or the three-point shot. So with his ability, I'm really starting to get really confident that, you know, that they're starting to play together. But I have to attribute it all to Rubio coming back, because Rubio is constantly in his ear, teaching him and telling him certain things. And that's how Darius improved last season, was through Rubio's tutelage. And I mean, he's really showing him areas, because Rubio is not fast, he's not quick, but at the same time, he gets the job done. He gets to where he wants to get to. He gets the shots he wants. He does it all because he knows how to play the game. And that's what Darius is going to add. The more he's with Rubio in his ear, the more he's going to add that to his game. And I really think he's been playing solid point guard since he's been back, since Rubio's been back in his ear.
Great stuff, AC. You know, you and I talk so often. I know one of the other things that we talked about was Rubio plays like we used to play. You know, there was a time, faithful and fans, that I don't care how high you could jump or how fast you were, or even if you could shoot, if you didn't understand how to play, how to set picks, how to be a scoring threat, you know, making good decisions on the floor with or without the ball, back then, those guys didn't make the NBA. You know, they had to go to the ABA or over in Europe. But Rubio plays in that vein, AC, and I'm amazed.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. He has helped young Garland become the great guard that he is becoming. You know, a couple people tried to tell me that Mitchell was better than Garland. But you know what? They're different types of players. Darius is definitely a point guard, and then Mitchell is definitely a big-time scorer. There's a difference, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there's a huge difference. I mean, when you look at it, even though Donovan can run the team from his position, Darius is the one that has to understand the flow of the game. He has to understand who's hot. He has to get everybody off the floor. On the floor, a shot right away. I mean, those are situations that I learned. I came in, all I was give me the ball, I'm going to put it in the basket. And that's it. And then Lenny taught me the little nuances of the game and how to set guys up, how to get guys involved, get them going early, find out who's ready to play tonight, who's not. I mean, all those little things. And that's what Darius is learning from Rubio. And those are invaluable parts of the game, because that's winning basketball. That's how you win in this league of professional players, because everybody's good. And I really like the fact that we have a Rubio in the house, because it all spreads through the whole team. If we keep playing like we're playing now, I think, like I said on the air last night, I envision this team as being nobody getting more than 25 points, but you have everybody in double figures, one or two on the bench in double figures, anywhere between 25 and 35 assists a game. You're not going to beat the Cavs that way. You're not going to beat us if we're getting all of that, because that's like we have been to play in these last two games. That's when we're at our optimum. When we're passing the ball, we got everybody involved, because to me, that's why you see this surge of energy now. It's because everybody's is invested in it now, because everybody's touching the ball. Everybody's getting a piece of the action. And Jim, you know how that's contagious, man. That gets going where you can almost walk on water when you start playing, because everybody's involved. And when you have all 15 players involved in it like they are now, I mean, it comes to a situation where you don't feel like you can lose, and that's how you win the important ball game.
That's a great, great point. AC, as always, great info, great insights. We appreciate it so, so much. And not only Jim and I, but our fans and our listeners as well. Great to have you on this week, and look forward to more appearances with you on Cavs HQ. This was terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you, AC. Thank you.
Always the best. Thank both of you, and let's get another win.
There we go. Pistons in town on Wednesday. We'll take a quick timeout. More to come on Cavs HQ following this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
In partnership with First Energy and Scholastic, last week, the Cleveland Cavaliers Mobile Book Fair set up a wide variety of books at Helen Arnold Community Learning Center in Akron, Ohio, where 250 students had the great opportunity to select two new books to take home at no cost to them. The Cavaliers are proud to promote reading and literacy in our communities. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. You're experiencing Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn, along with Jim Jones. Again, a great big thank you to Austin Carr for stopping by and paying us a visit here on Cavs HQ. And we go from one legend to another, as now stepping into that legend's chair and joining us as a guest. It's not his first appearance on Cavs HQ. It's great to have him back. Rick Mahorn, Piston legend, and now a member of the Piston broadcast crew. Rick, it is great to have you on Cavs HQ.
Well, you know, Tim, I get beat up by Jones because, you know what, man, this guy's been abusing me since I was a rookie. The fact of the matter is that, Tim, I feel for you because you got to deal with him on a day-to-day basis.
Well, he hasn't beat me up yet, but I'm sure he's been tempted a time or two.
No, he can't fight now. You know, when you get old, the knuckles hurt. And his knuckles, when he tried to eat food, his hands hurt trying to feed himself.
How'd you know that? How'd you know,
man,
that?
I know because I'm starting to get that now. What's up, Jonesy?
You, babe. You the one.
Nah, I'm trying to look. In this world, I'm just trying to make it to the next day.
There we go. Hey, Rick, when we opened up the show and we were announcing our guests, and again, Austin joined us in our previous segments, and now it's your turn. But Jim mentioned your role with the Pistons as a broadcaster, and Jim said the Pistons now are where the Cavs were a year or two ago, that they're on that climb. Do you agree with Jim's assessment?
You know, when you draft, when you go through drafts, you go through this – rebuilding, rejoice, whatever we're redoing, you know, it becomes kind of mind-taking because you want to win, but, you know, you're looking for the future. Pistons got some nice pieces, but, you know, when you're healthy and everything starts to fall into place, it looks good because, you know, you can – you know, we had a first round pick in Cade Cunningham, just like the Cavaliers had, and LeBron James and Kyrie and Bennett and so on and so on. But, you know, you have to get better sooner or later, and hopefully these young pieces come together soon. But the way the NBA is, you don't know how long you're going to have these pieces because it's maybe a quick turnaround or maybe a little longer turnaround. So it's kind of fickle now. For me, as I assess it and look at it, because, you know, this rookie contracts deals are short. Then you see Kyrie telling, you know, you got guys that we have player empowerment now. So I really don't know, but hopefully we are on that better curve of trying to get better.
Rick, this kid Cunningham and Ivy, it looks like you got two players that you can really build on.
You know, having, you know, guys that you can build on is how quick they can learn, Crusher. Yeah. You know, we look at players, we look at talent-wise, but we also look at the mental side of it. How quickly can they adapt to the NBA game? Because, you know, in this league with the other 29 other teams, they're studying your game. You have to learn to play different paces. You have to know how to take the first step and know how to finish on the next step. So it's always going to be a work in progress because when you're one, two years away from being in high school basketball and you're in the NBA, and next thing you know, you're playing against these young men that's been there for a while, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, where did this come from? So that's got to come with the you developing into a better player, but also your mental edge.
Rick, you mentioned the loss of Cade Cunningham for the rest of this year, and you've used the term learning and development. How much did that not only hurt Cade, obviously, in his second year, but just the overall development of this Pistons team for the plan that's in place?
Well, Tim, I wish I had the crystal ball and I could say this team could be this in 2 years, or this team could be this in a year. It's all about coming and understand basketball 101. You could jump out of the gym. You can fly. You can run faster than the Flash across the world. But if you don't know how to stop in between, play the short game like on a golf course, you may drive far, but you may not putt worth anything. But you can't get in the middle, and that's where we have to find out if these players can, you know, mold themselves into those players that we perceive them to be. I always used to look at players. Throwbacks. I look at throwbacks. I look at, like, the other night we played Ayton with the Suns, and I said, boy, that's Bill Russell blocking shots and shooting that little jumper like that. You know, you look at and try to compare them to someone in the past to put them in the present to see what potential they can be if they continued on that curve, be getting better.
You know, Rick, I'm looking at the Eastern Conference. And so far, we're ahead of the West in wins and losses. The East is really tough. Talk a little bit about the top five teams, a little bit about where they are.
Well, I just saw the Boston Celtics the other night, and they didn't even have Jaylen Brown. I mean, they had Jason Tatum, but they didn't even have Jaylen Brown. They have a good team. They're very deep. You know, they can go down the line. They're not – when they become whole with Marcus Smart – and if Gallinari can come back and give them something off that bench, that's going to be the team to beat in the East. But then I look at the Milwaukee Bucks. They won the championship. And then they got this other MVP named Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I just think his game is really developed. Now, that's when you talk about guys understanding and not. Crusher, we knew back in the day we weren't friends. Basically, we weren't friends on the court. We were combatants. We didn't like you. You ain't like us. And it's like, you know what? It's all good. You wanted to compete. But when I look at the way that Milwaukee with Giannis, is, as long as Giannis playing the way he plays, his whole team follows. And if they get hold with Chris Middleton, that's another team you have to look at. But to me, the surprise team, and I look at it, the Philadelphia 76ers, If Joel Embiid stays healthy, and you look at the way he plays, and if P.J. Tucker can get 4 points instead of no points, they could be a team that you go, wow. All of a sudden, you see a new James Harden, a guy that you go, man, he used to shoot the ball so much all the time. Every time he touched the ball, he shot it. But yet, he knew he couldn't win a championship. So now, this is the course that I see Philadelphia as they move forward. And then I look at the Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell, man, we should have had him in Detroit. And we took Luke Kennard, and I'm not saying Luke Kennard's a bad player, but Donovan Mitchell got a chip on his shoulder every time he's on the court. And you have to look at the way that Evan Mobley's playing and also Jared Allen. That was a great trade, you know, from the Nets to Brooklyn, that right now look like you might as well just throw a grenade in there. It just fell in their room. But that team, when I look at it, I'm going, they could be good with the little pieces they got with Durant. They ain't going to win a championship. But the East, man, it can get real thick here. Do you know Orlando's a team that I picked earlier in the year to be a surprise team? And this Eastern Conference has become a gauntlet. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta, but I see Orlando coming, developing. They got the Wagner brothers, who guys that went to college. This is the funny thing, Crusher, and you know, and Tim, you also know, when you go to college and develop the maturity and you learn your game, you got the Wagner brothers, who basically played 3-4 years at Michigan, and you go, okay, they're fundamentally sound. That's what's missing in a lot of, to me, in the NBA, when you do get a lot of younger players, is the two dribble drives. You see guys like I saw the other night, Malcolm Brogdon, who was the rookie of the year, second round pick, that plays in between the game. I look at Green for the Golden State Warriors, their development. I look at the way Memphis has done their player development by getting guys that played like Clark, guys that played 3-4 years in college if they got a low first round pick. And then you throw in Ja Morant. Next thing you know, you're seeing teams, you know, develop quicker because those years in college, it becomes discipline, and it also becomes the fact that they have to really work on their fundamentals.
Great points. Yeah, just outstanding points. From Rick Mahorn, our guest on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, we're going to hear more from Rick, so stay with us. We'll be back after this timeout on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You're listening to Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn along with Jim Jones. Let's not forget our dynamic duo, the guys who make it sound good, our producers, our Kurt McLaughlin, senior producer and technical director, Marty Allen. And again, we're thrilled to have Rick Mahorn joining us this week on Cavs HQ. And Now, Rick, you called Jim Jones during his playing days a combatant, but now I know he's a friend of yours. So one friend to another. Jim, I'll let you get started with things and Rick here in the second half.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I just wanted to know about your show. What did I do wrong on your national podcast show that I can't be on anymore?
Listen, man, you ain't do nothing. You got to pay your bill, little crusher. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times, you know, you, Tim, listen, my history goes back to Austin Carr. Austin Carr, I was his rookie, my rookie year. And I'm sitting here, Austin Carr comes in with that deep voice. Hey, you got to take me to practice, rookie. I'm sitting there going like, then I get the next year they trade, the Bullets trade for Jim Jones. The next thing you know, I'm fit. Look, I'm trying to be a guy. I'm trying to be a guy with him, Spencer Haywood. And they talking to me like I've been in the league for like 40 years. And I'm sitting there looking at them. This is only my second year. And this is the first year I even started. And they just looking at me saying, well, you got to do, you know, you remember so-and-so from this day. That's what you owe me for, Tones. I had to listen to all your crap.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what's the name of your show so our fans can tune in?
Well, you know, it's the Bottom Line Sports Show with Gerald Brown. We're on Sirius Satellite Radio, NBA channel, channel 86. I don't know the other channel. You know, it's XM Radio. Come on every Saturday from 10 to 1. And we have a good time. You know, we take callers. It's a three-hour show. And Crusher, you know, you'll be on this Saturday. I promise that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, Rick, moving forward, I wanted to talk a little bit about Coach Casey, because he seems like the right man for the right show with his patience and his discipline and his toughness. Talk a little bit about Coach.
Well, I'll tell you, I know Casey, you know, everybody, you know, it's funny that I'm on a first name basis with either the coach, the general manager, the president. It's like, I ain't got time to mess with y'all. I'm old too. I ain't got time. But, you know, Casey has the patience of a saint. And it's like, I want to call him Saint Casey, because when you're dealing with a lot of difficult things that you're in this development, he's accustomed to winning in Toronto. And they really treated him bad up in Toronto. I thought he was the right man there. But, hey, this is the business of basketball as we see and as they move forward. Coach Casey does things, you know, trying to make sure that these players be more responsible and be accountable for each other. And, you know, Crusher, when we played and you played with the Lakers, it was about accountability. And a lot of times I'd be looking at, you know, mistakes on the basketball court. It's like, okay, you made that mistake last game. Let's don't make it the next game. That's the learning, and that's the patience that Coach Casey has as that coach. And he's not a yeller. He's not a screamer, and that's good. You want to have that calm presence around a team that struggles mentally when you're losing games.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking with Rick Mahorn, Detroit Piston legend, and now a part of the Detroit broadcast team. And as you just heard, also host of a very, very popular podcast. So great to have Rick joining us. Pistons in town tomorrow night to take on the Cavaliers at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And Rick, I had somebody ask me this question the other day, and I had to ponder it for a little bit. So I'll ask you the question asked of me. You go back to those Cavalier teams that played at the Coliseum after Jim and Austin, the Doherty, Hot Rod, Nance, Harper team. And I was asked if this team, meaning the Cavaliers, reminds me of that team, a young team that's growing and learning how to win. Now, you played against that team. Do you see similarities?
You know what? I do see similarities to that. I mean, Hot Rod Williams coming off the bench, and Elo, and Ron Harper, and Price. And, I mean, you even had Larry Nance. Even though I saw Larry Nance Jr., last year when y'all had him, he said to me, I saw him after the game. I said, what's up, Larry? How you doing? He's like, I can't talk to you. I said, why? He said, you know, in my house, you're the boogeyman. And I'm sitting there going, like, I just started laughing. I said, your father gave you that? Because I used to go at his behind and try to break his back. No, but it was that too. You know, this team, your team that I see now and what they had last year, and then to add Donovan Mitchell, I mean, even marketing an all-star this year, you look at the skill set that he has as being that small forward. But, yeah, I do see some similarities to that. But man, we used to have to battle them boys out in Richfield. Those were some battles, and Daugherty was a beast. You know, at that time, he doesn't get enough respect, even though he's doing all these hot rods and cars and stuff like that. But Brad Daugherty, that was a team that we had to climb above in order to win a championship, and we did that by just, you know, pure grit, and we just knew that we can beat them.
Great stuff.
Hey, Rick, what were the main ingredients for you guys winning those two championships? Talk a little bit about what it takes.
Well, you know, Crusher, you dealt with that with the Lakers, and you dealt with that in your career. It's about having the intestinal fortitude to say, you know what, you're not going to beat us. We're going to beat you with defense. You know, now I don't – both of you guys, do you even see defense anymore?
Not much, well, Rick.
Is it allowed in the NBA anymore? Some days I'd be sitting there going like, are you serious? The offense has the advantage? And that record the Pistons had against the Denver Nuggets, 186 to 188 and all that stuff, that thing, that's going to be broken probably by the end of this year. I just sit back and go, wow. But that's what we did. We played defense, and we matched up against you. And we just – it was that intestinal fortitude that – these guys, you know, that I played with and still keep in contact with, that we really wanted to beat you, and we wanted to beat you bad.
Rick, Jim always, or I shouldn't say always, but recently has been referencing a quote from Steve Kerr where he said the league doesn't reward good defense anymore.
No, they don't. I'm watching some stuff, man. I just sit back and go like, you got to be kidding me. That's a foul. Or right. It's the fact that you can take a guy off the dribble, but you keep position, and the guy just flails his arms up in there. That's a foul. Wow. This, you know, the advantages of offense is the same as it in football. You can't even touch a guy, you know, grab a guy, not even 5 yards. Oh, that's a foul. That's a foul. That's a penalty. And, you know, the Super Bowl's coming up, and I'm like, okay, I want to see what calls they do now.
I hear you.
Well, Rick, again, we cannot thank you enough for stopping by and paying us a visit. I know you're going to pound on us up on the Joe Tate perch tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but
yeah, because seeing... my money. You better make sure, hey, Jones, you better have my money. And Tim, if I don't get any ice cream, I'm going to bust Jones in his head.
Hey, I've been killing it lately. Two chocolate chip cookies with mint chip and vanilla, a monster. It's a monster.
I better see one in front of me. Otherwise, I'm going to chip you and mint you.
Well, you got it. You got it, because I'm too old to take any blows right now.
You know, you got boys.
Rick, he's not exaggerating. I've seen it live in person every game in the Joe Tate Purge, the double cookie, double scoop from Jim Jones.
Oh, it's good, Rick. Oh,
y'all know what? Y'all could call me anytime. Once I get that, call me anytime.
Well, then we'll see you for ice cream and the Joe Tate Birds tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Rick Mahorn, Detroit Piston legend and now outstanding broadcaster, joining us here on Cavs HQ presented by Betway. We'll come back. We'll wrap it all up after this on the Cavaliers Audio Burst. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. That was a fun show. Again, a great big thank you to Cavalier legend Austin Carr for stopping by. Some great insights from AC. And then you just heard from the always entertaining Rick Mahorn. And Jim, I know you guys used to be combatants, but he's a great friend of yours now, and he's a great guest on Cavs HQ.
Yes, he is. You know, I love AC. He's Mr. Cavalier and stands for all the right things in our organization. And I love Rick because I raised Rick. His rookie year when he came in, everybody else was so afraid of him. because he had a hell of a temper, a physical player, but one of the smartest rookies that I've ever had a chance to play with. He understood the game. He was fearless. He would guard anybody. And he brought physicality not only to that Bullets team, but he was the cornerstone of physicality. In fact, ahead of Rodman and Lambeer, it was all about Rick Mahorn. When the fight started, they all ran behind Rick, one of the most fierce competitors that I could ever imagine. He was just unbelievable. Now he's doing a great job for Detroit.
Yep, great stuff from Rick. So that's going to do it. Jim and I will be back with you again tomorrow night from the Joe Tate Perch when the Cavs take on the Pistons. Tip is at 7. Huntington Tip-Off Show comes your way at 6:30. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thank you much for listening. And so long, everybody.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.